Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, I don't know if this can even put me in a... There's a couple things in life that are like... almost always a guarantee to put me in a good mood. One is this song. Another is the name Bo Jackson. Like, I hear the name Bo Jackson, I just get happy. But this is being put to the test,
like,
James.
I like what a list. I would like to get the full list of the things that when they pop. Bo Jackson and the Jeffersons.
Some
theme
of them
so
I
far.
Can't. Some of them I can't say on the air.
Oh, no.
Gladiator.
Gladiator.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. That's right. It's quite a movie theater
laughs
experience
right
that
there,
day.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All right, a little chuckle this deep into the show, but obviously last night, just a crushing defeat. Let's hope the Sixers can rise up. You know, that'll be obviously for our show tomorrow and Thursday. But right now, really still lamenting what was. And what was horrible. Let's get to Ron in Pottstown. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? And the morning team, nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you, Ron.
Again, another crushing defeat.
Yeah.
Every time I watch the Sixers, it's always something when it comes to playoff time. But always, when I look at the Sixers, I always think, why don't we ever draft Villanova players? We had one a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Which guy?
Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
We had him for 5 minutes.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we had him up for 5 minutes, right. Yeah. Yep. They're just great players. They do the right things. I just lament every time I see them.
Well, they're Ron, you know where I think it's particularly annoying with this go-around? Because it doesn't always apply. I mean, there's plenty of players to pass through the years.
Yeah.
And a guy like Scotty Reynolds did nothing in the pros.
Right.
I don't even know if he played in the pros. But it's the fact that these guys were all available deep into drafts. You know, all available. You know, I'd have to look it up, but I would assume all available. You know, maybe DiVincenzo was in the teens, but the rest probably in the 20s or beyond.
Yeah. And Joe, this is Christmas week, the draft. I've been just so excited for this week.
Good.
John,
You have your eye on someone in the first round, Ron?
Not necessarily the first round, but I love this kid from Michigan, this Junior Colson, the linebacker. No one's talked much about him.
Yeah, the thing with Colson is he's a throwback linebacker.
Yeah,
you know, he's such a throwback. People are saying he's not good enough at the new stuff, you know, like running and covering. He's better at stuffing people and hitting people straight up and down.
So he's a Matt Millen?
Yeah.
He's a Kirk Govea?
Yes.
He is so solid, John. I watched him on tape.
Oh, he's totally. Just... But the question is, can he run with backs? Can he run with tight ends?
Hey, Ron.
That's going to be the challenge for him. Ron. I love the way he blows people up. That's for sure.
He does.
Ron.
Yes.
Can he get a rebound? All right, Ron, call us tomorrow. Let's talk more draft tomorrow, buddy. Good stuff right there. Let's talk to Jay in Wilmington. Jay, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys? How are we all doing today?
We're working through it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm tired of hearing everybody blaming the refs. The Sixers lost that game from free throws to Hart. Listen, man, when you're at the end of the game like that and it's breaking down the way it is, and I've even looked at the replay, I mean, come on, there's no heart in getting that timeout. There's no sense of urgency. And at the end of the day, the Knicks are just outplaying them. This team has no heart. And Embiid's exhausted because he's got no help. He's got no support. I mean, this is the Philadelphia 76ers. This is the one team out of all of our teams, maybe so much the Flyers, they don't have the heart that you see from the Phillies. They don't have the heart that you'll see sometimes come out of the Eagles. They're flat. They think that as long as Embiid is putting it up, he's one guy. And the lack of performance at multiple points in the game wouldn't have put him in the position at the end of the game.
That's right.
You know, we could talk a million things. It's called cause and effect. Oh, it was the refs. I'm so tired of hearing people blame the refs. Blame it for what it is.
Jay, I think you bring up a lot of good points. I will tell you, when you say no heart, I think that's unfair. I thought they actually played a damn gutsy game in a lot of ways. Now, there are obviously guys who are deficient in that regard. You know, it's like the 0-1 Sixers were doing all the great stuff they were doing with Hart, and Geiger was deficient, right? This team has a couple guys deficient. Tobias is one. I think Oubre's trying really hard, but he's just not doing anything on offense. Buddy Hield is shrinking. As the lights get brighter, he gets worse. So, you know, I think no heart is an overstatement. I thought Maxey played with heart. I thought Embiid, to a large extent, played with heart. You know, Lowry always plays with heart. But they just also don't have enough basic skill. I mean, Kelly Oubre and Buddy Hield have to score. That's their job. Their job is to score. And when those guys don't score, Jay, to your point, like, too much is falling on Embiid and Maxey. Way too much. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is, and there's. I mean, I'm not in the locker room, but I would have to assume that there's nobody standing up in the locker room barking, getting that enthusiasm and getting that adrenaline pumping. Because, yes, I mean, if you think about it, maybe you're right, maybe you're not. But there's two guys on the court that are playing their rear ends off. Where is everybody else? And there is part that comes into some of this.
Hey, I would expect Kyle Lowry would get after guys in a locker room. I would expect Kyle Lowry, even though he's not, it's not always an incredible display of physical prowess on the court. I think he's saying all the right things, doing all the right things. I think he's a great leader. I think he can bring Joel along to where Joel can be a better leader because Kyle Lowry's there setting an example.
So there was obviously two different opportunities last night to watch the game. One, the local broadcast. Two, the national. I went national. During the national broadcast, people that saw it might remember if you didn't say it, point of reference. One of the announcers, I don't remember which one, it might have even been Chris Haynes, the sideline guy, I'm not sure. One of the announcers said that after game one, there were three players that
it was Chris Haynes.
Yeah, okay, that spoke up. In a Sixers team meeting, and they were Joel, Maxey, and Lowry. And that's good. I
totally
mean,
makes sense.
You need it to be those three guys, frankly. And look, I thought the Sixers did play most of them with great intensity and focus. But again, it's like you got a couple guys that are trying hard but not scoring. And then you got a guy like Tobias who will never, ever, 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 no matter what he does, he will never be the guy that fills the cracks. You know what I mean? Like, when I say fills the cracks, like, Aaron McKee filled the cracks. Like, I got an issue. Like, there's a problem over there. Let me go solve that problem. Aaron McKee was a problem solver. He was a dive on the floor for the loose ball. Bobby Jones was a problem solver. Let me go figure it out. Let me, I might not score 20 points, but let me go solve the problem. Like, Josh Hart solves problems out there. DiVincenzo solves problems and plays with energy and effort and intensity. Tobias was in his fake tough guy mode last night. I'm coming out all assertive. This is one of those assertive Tobias games. And he was for a couple minutes, and then he just shrinked right on back. So, yeah, they don't have enough. I mean, as of right now, they don't have enough. And obviously, look, we all know they could have traded Tobias this year, and I think the objective, based on what was available in the market, was, all right, let's just ride out this contract, have cap space for next year. And so then, you know, it's probably going to be a turn the page to next year sometime in the next, you know, 1 week to, you know, 5 weeks, depending on how far they get. And it might be as soon as one more week, might be as soon as two or three more games. But they better sign someone big because clearly Embiid and Maxey need help. Anthony in South Philadelphia. Hi, Anthony. Oh, we heard a phone sounds. We got nothing there. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you are in one moment here. Here we go. Jeremy, you're on WIP.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Jeremy?
I got a couple questions real quick, and I'll let you guys get to the next caller. My first question is directly for James, and I guess everybody else as well after, but strictly for James. What is more annoying, when someone says Happy Monday or everyone calling in today asking how we're doing after the Sixers lost?
They're equally annoying, my friend. Thank you.
No,
I hate Happy Monday. That's right. Yeah, I said this on a podcast.
Yeah, but
that's
no one ever says it here.
Oh, they do. We get Happy Mondays all the time. Callers really? Call me, Happy Monday, guys. You've never noticed that?
No.
No, I can't. No Happy Mondays for me. It's not happy.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Oh,
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. It happens.
I've never heard it. But anyway, hello, Jeremy.
Hello. So my question coming to the officiating, and it's coming, I'm going to prelude what I'm going to say. Everything's coming from a point of being non-educated when it comes to a lot of the logistics of how this stuff works. But at what point, and not only in basketball, but in some of these other leagues, at what point does the league get involved with the last minute officiating calls and stuff like that in the games? And at what point, because I think, again, to my knowledge, I could be wrong. Correct me if I am.
Yep.
Not all of these leagues have full-time officials and referees and umpires. Like, at what point does more of
couple of different things. So, first off, I'm pretty darn sure the NBA refs, I mean, it's 6 months, you know, or seven if you count the preseason, or eight if you count the postseason. So, I think they're full-time refs. Let me just start with that. There's a lot of refs around here, and I've seen a few of them golfing through the years in the offseason. I think they enjoy their 4 months away and, you know, have 7 or 8 months they crank it up. That's number one. Number two, Jeremy, the league comes out, and they started this about 5 to 10 years ago with a report after each game that's called the last two-minute report. And they will tell you, not for 48 minutes, but they'll tell you within about 24 hours all the calls that they think the refs got wrong in the final 2 minutes. You'll see a bunch either later today or tomorrow that speaks to mistakes last night on that. All right, it's not going to make anyone feel any better, but it's a way to try to hold refs accountable. They publicize it. And then the other thing, obviously, is they judge every ref and they grade every ref, and that's how they, you know, come up with assignments for future games and future seasons. The problem is none of that solves the problem of blown calls last night. I mean, it just doesn't. You know, a ref that blew a call last night, if he doesn't get to work the conference finals, that doesn't do us any good. I mean, the Sixers might not be in the conference finals.
I've been looking for that report. They haven't posted it yet.
Yeah,
it probably usually comes in. But sometimes it does come in the 9 o'clock hour. But it's
does it really?
Sometimes seeing it, like, just, you know, because I check it from time to time. But I've been looking and it's not up yet.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, it's probably easier to do it last night to today than a normal game because there was only two games.
Yeah,
last
not
night.
As many games.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, sometimes you have 10, 12 games on the same night. Last night you had what, two or three, something like that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Last night, I was flipping channels and caught the last minute of the Sixers game. That was the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies in 30 seconds.
You know, it's a reasonable way to put it, with one exception. 64 Phils was a far bigger deal. I mean, you're about to get to the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're about 80 years into your existence. You've been there twice, and then the rug's pulled out. But, yes, I get it. On a micro level, last night was a disaster.
All these comments about the refs and the NBA and the team and the audience and this and that. Where's Daryl Morey? Where's the owner of the team? They probably never watched a single game of basketball in their life.
Well, yeah, I mean, look.
Accusation.
I thought of Josh Harris. I mean, he lives in New York. The whole Josh Harris thing drives me nuts. I mean, Josh Harris, New Yorker.
Makes it all
worse. I can't stand him. I really can't.
He's my least favorite. Well, I was going to say, boy, that's a tough one. Because you got Ben and Hart. No, I was going to say figure in Philly sports.
Oh, wow.
But you got Ben and Hart and you got Josh Harris.
All from the same organization.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm telling you, if you look up the word collapse in the dictionary, there'll be a picture of the Philadelphia skyline.
Well, look, man. I mean, there's been a Eagles Super Bowl
recently, yeah.
Eagles Super Bowl 2022. Mm-hmm. Sixers last year up 3-2.
Phillies
up 2-0 and 3-2. Flyers way the hell up for a playoff berth.
And then Eagles 10-1.
They lost 8 straight. Eagles 10-1, Sixers last night. That's 6.
And then you can go back to Sixers Celtics. They were up 3-2 in the series.
Yep. Yeah, except
the
I also said that.
Gosh darn it. Are about to come home. They're about to come home. This is about to turn up.
Well,
you know what, John? You're right, because it's on the schedule, so they have to come home.
They do.
Yeah, it's all I got.
The problem is they are getting short on time.
Don't worry, people. It's all good. Here we come, everybody. You're Philadelphia. Philly, 7 in a row, baby.
Yeah.
Time's yours.
Yeah, Phils are doing a nice job. There's no doubt.
We can't have another show like this. This is the saddest show ever. We have to win Thursday. I'm not going. I'm broke. But here's what I'll say. If I was going, I'd be standing the whole time yelling from the rafters. Please, for the love of God, find a way to beat Notorious City Bomberino.
You know, I got something else to say about people standing last night. I gotcha. I got one more point to make. I'll make it in a second. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so there's one other thing I want to reference. It relates to last night as it relates to what will be up ahead in Game 3. And it has nothing to do with the actual, like, playing of the game. And it's something that, if I'm a Knicks fan, which I'm not, I'd be proud of. And as a Sixers fan, I'm frustrated by. It's how many former New York Knicks were at that game last night and how much they were into it and how much those guys cheer on their team and the pride they feel as Knicks. And then I relay it to the Sixers experience. You guys know I've been critical of the Sixers in-game experience. I think it's lame. It has been for a number of years. You know, same music, same sounders, like just vary it up. It never would have gotten this stale. If Pat Croce and Dave Koski were still doing their thing, never would have gotten this stale. Very, very stale. But here's my point. Allen Iverson, I'm sure, will be there in game three. And it's like, hey, that's AI. You know, where are the other guys?
Anyone else?
And the Sixers ownership group, it's changed. Like, Dolan didn't always own the Knicks. And he stinks, by the way. But there's a sense of pride in their alums that they show up because their organization has fostered relationships with their former players. Mm-hmm. The Sixers have nothing. Like, do I get Hersey Hawkins there? Like, I'm serious. Like get
Johnny Dawkins.
Get Johnny Dawkins there. Like, get the, mm-hmm. But they have no relationship with these guys. They have no, like, the current ownership group has no relationship with these former guys. They just wheel AI out
right.
every once in a while, Doc. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And then you hope that there's some, I don't know, some positive carryover
Correct.
From bringing back, some Eagles
Correct.
To make some face
they
time.
They do some Eagles stuff. But, like, I'm seeing Sprewell last night. I'm seeing Starks. Like, I'm seeing all these dudes. And they're really, 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 really into it. I mean, Tim Thomas is sitting right there. Maybe that's because he's a Villanova guy. He has his moment with Lowry. He's a former Sixer. He's a former Knick. He's like a former – played for like freaking 10 teams in the NBA because he basically was a journeyman.
Mostly a Knick, though. When I think of him as an NBA player, I think of him as Knick first.
You know, and it's just like – it just aggravates me because, again, it goes back to the ownership and it goes back to how they haven't connected to the past, and it bothers me. Anthony is with his final caller here in South Philly. Anthony, good morning.
Great show as always.
Thanks, Anthony.
I'm surprised, pardon me, no one spoke about when Lowry was inbounding the ball, Maxey comes flying in and buries Brunson to get open. Did you see that play? That was a foul. That was more of a foul than when he got caught up in the corner.
Hold on, I'm confused. Are you saying in the final sequence?
The final sequence, he's trying to get open. Lowry's trying to throw him the ball, and he comes flying in and buries.
Are you saying before he was held?
Yeah, before, way before when he's trying to get open for the inbound.
I thought
play.
That was on Josh Hart that he pushed off on Josh Hart.
You saw the push off though. That was more of a foul.
That was more of a foul. I agree.
That was a foul. Period. Worse than the everybody crying over Maxey in the corner. Let's think about the three things that just went down there in that last sequence. Brunson, Nova, hits the three off the front of the rim.
Yep.
Then Hart steals the ball, and then DiVincenzo hits it. You know what? That's Hart. Yep. That's what the Sixers are lacking. They have no heart. You know how annoying it is? Like, it's the coach. Our coach blew that game last night. Last thing, we had two times at the end of the game to win the game. How about the Maxey flying in like a roadrunner off glass? Like, let's set up a play and get an open shot.
Well, Anthony, we're low on time, my man. Call us tomorrow. We'll continue with this. I'll just say this final thing. I do object to when people say no heart, but I think it's not enough heart, just for what it's worth.
Less heart.
Yeah, less heart. Because I think it's hard to say guy like Maxey didn't play with great heart last night. He played with great heart. Kyle Lowry always plays with great heart. But they made some bad decisions. They had some bad moments.
You got to balance the heart with smarts. Like the decision to give Joel the final shot, not
right.
smart.
No.
No. Exactly right. Exactly. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.